From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump on Friday will begin rolling back some of President Obama's actions that were meant to engage Cuba after more than a half century of isolation by the United States. The actions are to be unveiled by the president in Miami's Little Havana district on Friday. They will tighten travel restrictions for Americans and ban doing business with the island nation's military conglomerate, which is estimated to control more than half of the Cuban economy. Measures will be enacted to restrict the flow of money from the U.S. to Cuba, and the existing statutory ban on tourism will be strictly enforced, effectively ending individual people-to-people travel. President Trump said Congressman Steve Scalise is, quote, in some trouble as he fights to recover from a gunshot wound he suffered Wednesday in a surprise attack on Republican lawmakers at a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia.
And Steve, in his own way, may have brought some unity to our long divided country. We've had a very, very divided country for many years. And I have a feeling that Steve has made a great sacrifice, but there could be some unity being brought to our country.
Scalise remains in critical condition. He's had three surgeries so far and more to come. The gunman, a 66-year-old man from Belleville, Illinois, was killed in a gunfight with Capitol Police. Besides Scalise, the shooter also wounded Capitol Police Officer Crystal Greiner, along with a congressional aide and a lobbyist. And Vice President Mike Pence visited Scalise early on Thursday. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.